State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. If you want to find something innovative or interesting going on with young people in Flint, you should ask Dan Moylanen. Dan is one of those people that seems to know everyone. And he's going to tell us why he thinks it's worth it to work with misunderstood teenagers in a misunderstood city. Moylanen recorded the audio for this piece himself, and I edited and produced this audio postcard.
My name is Dan Moylanen. I am the club manager for the Flint Local 432. I've been involved with Flint Local 432 since I was about 17 years old as a volunteer living in the community of Fenton. I had always sort of found Flint more like home to me, even though I lived in the community of Fenton. Flint is a city that's often misunderstood or depicted poorly in the media.
Three homicides and two shootings.
Friends and family remembering Flint's latest homicide victim.
The vehicle city is once again the most violent city.
But there's so much good here in this community that people really need to hear about and need to understand. Flint is something that's worthwhile. It's not worth giving up on, and it's something that really has the capacity to build a community greater than anywhere else I've ever experienced. And I've toured around the entire country with bands. The local, as we lovingly called it, was something that gave me an opportunity to meet other people that were similar to me. The young people that we work with, traditionally, a lot of them have come from the suburbs. We haven't, at least our classic demographic hasn't always been residents of Flint per se. But we've actually worked really hard to try to develop programming that includes everyone and targets everyone. You know, the young people that come into local, they see people that come out and support each other's bands. They see people that legitimately care about the community of Flint. They're there actively participating in something that's sort of bigger than themselves. You know, I've already had several 16, 17, 18-year-olds come up to me and say, you know, this place is awesome. I can't wait to move to Flint when I graduate from high school, or you know, when I go to community college, or whatever their specific plan is. And we've already had over 150 bands play. We've had over 10,000 people come through our doors since reopening in April, and so clearly it shows us that there is a strong demand for what we're doing. You know, I definitely have to say that my involvement with Flint has really given my life meaning. I worked for Apple, and it's a Fortune 100 company, and I made four times what I'm making today in terms of my actual income, including benefits and retirement and health care. I'm not insured right now. I don't have the ability to pay for it. I don't have the income based on what I'm doing with the nonprofit sector, but you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
This story was informed by the Public Insight Network.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.